Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer. Welcome to the Corporate Flight Attendant Podcast. I was a corporate flight attendant for over 6 years, and I tell you the entertaining and the brutally honest truth of this industry. Before we start today, please remember, if you like this podcast, please give me a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Also, check out the show notes for my CFA ebook or to donate. Today, we have an interview with Stephanie Kissling, the founder of Sky Angels. Over the past 13 years, Stephanie has helped her Sky Academy students launch successful CFA careers in private aviation by giving them the training, tools, and support to transition into a career they love. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to this conversation and supporting your audience and learning more about the life of a corporate flight attendant.
Thank you. And I'm excited to hear how you went from being a CFA to owning this amazing training company. So we're going to talk about that. So tell us first at the beginning how you became involved in corporate aviation and about your career path.
Interestingly enough, I would say many people in my previous years going through high school would have thought I wouldn't have really amounted to much. I was kind of floundering, trying to find my right career, something that fit. I knew from a very young age that I wanted to live and enjoy my life and not be caught in a cubicle or a 9-to-5 or a boss who is telling me when I could do things. And so I knew I needed freedom in my life. And that involved, for me, travel. And so I was, for a short term, in real estate. That was during our last recession and the real estate market was starting to crash. And so I was really trying to figure out my next niche that I could get into where I was my own boss. And so a friend told me about, he was a producer in Hollywood. He told me about private aviation. Up until meeting him, I had no idea that private jets even existed. So when he planted that seed, one, I kind of thought he was crazy. So I was starting a business in the yachting industry. That wasn't going anywhere either. I was a company of one, just working my tail off. He's like, you should really apply what you're doing on these yachts onto private jets. So I started looking into it. I don't even think Google existed then. I think Yahoo did. I got on the internet and started searching around and this whole world opened up to me and I didn't even realize how vast this world was. And so I knew right away I wanted to get into it and I knew that I was interested in starting a business, but I didn't know enough about the industry to really know what sort of business was needed in this industry. And originally the thought was, oh, I would go and detail these jets and provision them and do all the same things I was doing on the yachts. And so I started looking into it more and I thought, well, why don't I just become a cabin attendant on these jets and learn about the industry? And through this learning process, hopefully I'll discover what's needed. And I'm really glad that I did that path because as a CFA, we know there are many aircraft detailers already in the industry. They've been around forever. And so there wasn't a need for that business. But through my own experience of getting into the industry, I did realize that there was this need for a training that actually bridged the gap between the current training academies that were there when I got into the industry to what the clients were looking for.
How long have you been in the industry?
Personally, 17 years.
You look young.
Surprising after being in an aviation, huh? In the dry air and the lack of sleep. And
we still look young.
We still look young, yeah. You either love this industry or you don't. And if you don't, you don't last long in it. It's a passion career, right? It's a passion industry. You've got to love it because as equally as it is rewarding, it's so challenging too.
Yeah, that's what I say a lot on this podcast is, and thank you for reiterating that, is you have to, this is going to be your career for life. You have to love it. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to handle being away for holidays and being away from kids and all of that. So I appreciate that you said that. I also like that you said you didn't want to be in a cubicle and you recognize that very young. I've heard of a lot of CFAs who started in college and they just couldn't do it. Not because they're not intelligent enough, just because they just did not like the studying. It just wasn't them. They wanted to be out and about making money, traveling the world. And what a great career to do that. And I like how you compared yachting to being a CFA because I have actually told our listeners to watch Below Deck because there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get triggered when I watch that show. I'm like, oh my God.
I know. Interesting. I was just interviewing somebody for Sky Academy yesterday, which you don't know, but we'll go into, I'm sure, on
yes,
this interview.
We're gonna go into.
We vet the students that come through. She was saying, oh, it's like Below Deck. And we were relating it to customer service. Customer service is really a lost art. Hospitality is a lost art. And how a lot of the Below Deck people are complaining about giving service. And it's like, if you don't like doing that, then you're in the wrong career. You should be in a 9-to-5 cubicle, pushing paper and crunching numbers and things like that. You should not be in the service industry because you got to love it. You have to be a nurturer by nature.
Yeah. And I think a lot of those people, what they want is to be reality stars mm-hmm. and to be Instagram influencers. And they say, let me go on Below Deck. And then they realize, oh, we actually have to work.
Yeah. This is hard work, right? Like, this is very hard. This isn't, it is glamorous. You are traveling, yeah. but you've got to work hard for that free vacation.
Absolutely. So let me just ask you a quick question before we go on to Sky Angels. And that is, because I love asking this, how did you break into the industry? I understand someone, a Hollywood insider, told you that, but how did you get that first job? Everyone always wants to know that. How do you get your first job?
It was very, 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 very hard.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah. One, again, I started a long time ago where I think most people didn't know the industry existed. I think it was hard to find and search. And so I had to get really scrappy and spend a lot of time digging really deep into the internet, trying to figure out who do I reach out to? Is it the executive assistants? Is it the private companies? I didn't even really know the term flight operator, right? I wasn't taught after I attended and got my 5 days of training. I wasn't told where to go next. And so it was really just leaning on my previous high school experience of, well, if you want to get a job, you just go out and you start pounding the pavement. You start knocking on doors and you start going to the places that you want. And so trying to find those places was really hard. But I spent 3 months religiously pounding the pavement. And what that meant back in the day is I would, once I found the companies, I would fax them my resume. Yeah, I would snail mail my resume to them. And if they were accessible, I would go and I would shake hands with them and I'd follow up with a phone call. So I had 4 points of connection with every prospect that I was prospecting. And I did that and sent them the same 4 things every single month, multiple times. So my idea was to be border on the line of persistent versus pesky. And I wrote a very fine line. And in the interim, I was broke because I'd spent the last of my savings putting myself through this training academy. Like, this was my last hoorah. I was like, I'm going to make this work come hell or high water, right? I convinced my brother to hire me for his company at like $12 an hour. And I was grinding and polishing pipes for big fifth wheel tankers. That was his job. He was a welder. And so I was literally grinding a pipe. I knew I had to keep my phone on me no matter what, because I knew once the phone call came, you just pick it up and you say yes as soon as you get that offer. The phone was ringing. I was grinding pipes. I like quickly picked up the phone and it was this gentleman, Adam. And I'll never forget it because it was the best moment of my life after working so hard. And he's like, Stephanie, he's like, our current flight attendant is sick. We have a trip coming up. Are you available? And I didn't know the dates. I didn't know any of the details. I was like, yes, I'm available. He goes, I'm going to give you this shot. He goes, if it doesn't work out, I never want to see your face come across my desk again. He's like, every single time I throw away your resume, there's another one. He's like, I'm trying to keep my desk clean. I was like, you have a deal. That's how I launched my career. And it wasn't a perfect flight. It wasn't a perfect flight. You know, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. Basic things that I should have known, I didn't know. And so that was really the first seed that was planted in my mind of like, gosh, I thought the training that I had received was good because it was new information, but it wasn't really applicable. And so as a result, right, thank goodness I had very patient and kind pilots who really were the ones who taught me what I needed to know and how to apply the skills that I already had, which I already had a background in the service industry working in restaurants, how to apply that into the industry of aviation, because the customer service and the hospitality is different, as you know.
Okay, 2 things I love. You're a hustler. That's something I totally respect. And you had faith in yourself. That's something that I think is a big thing when people have faith in themselves. They say, I'm going to do it. You had your phone on you. You're like, I'm going to get this call. I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get it. So I really respect that. I also respect the fact that you were honest that your first flight wasn't perfect. No one's is. A lot of flight attendants won't admit it,
right?
But no one's is. And there's something that kept your resume on that person's desk because the way you must have handled things that didn't go your way, I'm sure you actually handled them very well. And the pilots were like, well, it wasn't the perfect flight, but she handled things extremely well. So I really respect that. But I want to go into your company, Sky Angels, and why you decided to start this business. So let's talk about Sky Angels, what it is and the whole thing.
Okay, so I already talked about the one seed that was planted was the disconnect from the training I received to now having to do the job and that feeling of like, I have no idea what I'm doing and that not being a good feeling and not really anybody to reach out to. Another thing that planted the seed is when I saw other flight attendants in the FBOs, which is, as we know, the private jet terminals, for those who are not familiar with the industry. When I'd be in there, it's a very male-dominated industry. It's still very archaic in that sense where the women are in the back of the cabin, and not always. We have brother angels that come through our program, and then the men were in the cockpit. That felt really lonely to me. And so when I saw a female, another flight attendant in the FBOs, I'd be like, hi, you know, and I'd want to meet them. It wasn't always a warm welcome. And I was like, gosh, that really sucks. Like, why are we competing with each other? Like, you're on your jet, I'm on my jet, we're both here, we're both successful at this. Like, why can't we be friendly towards one another? So that was really the second seed that was planted. And the third seed that was planted as I was in the industry and starting to learn the industry and research the industry is that the people we fly work really, really hard. They worked really, really hard to get where they're at. And in my 17 years, I've actually never flown a Golden Spoon trust fund baby. They've always been hard workers. Some of them
I have
the trailer parts. Okay. Well, you're probably, I think I've been more fortunate.
Oh, I've
heard they're miserable, but I haven't, right?
Yeah, great.
And so I've been very fortunate in the sense of I know that they're hard workers and that being an entrepreneur and having that entrepreneurial spirit, which I think you need to have in this industry as well, is have that spirit of entrepreneurship. I just connected with them and I thought, gosh, if I worked that hard to get to where I'm at, I would want somebody serving me, not trying to take from me. And so I really wanted to create this atmosphere of hospitality. It would always be shocking to me when I'd see other flight attendants loading like bags of Vons groceries and cookies from Vons to serve to the guests. And I thought, gosh, you know, there's bakeries where you can get all this stuff fresh and freshly made. It doesn't have to be this, doesn't have to be that, right? It can be a better experience. And so
you're going for luxury hospitality.
Yeah, luxury hospitality. And really that's where Sky Angels was born, is we were really the first training academy to introduce this concept of like this high-end luxury experience, not just hospitality.
What is the training like and how is it different from flight safety or FACS?
Yeah. I've never been to FACS or flight safety. I've had students who have attended both our training academies and some of the other training facilities out there. And so I hear feedback. I don't think that I can speak into Sky Angels training more so than I can speak into what the other training academies offer. But with Sky Angels, it's a 5-week training program. In that 5-week training program, what we're mimicking in that experience for the student is that of a flight day, of what the pressure they're going to experience on an actual flight, on their first flight. They have lots of activities that they have to do. They have deadlines. They have time constraints. It's very Hell's Kitchen in its approach. It's very military in its approach. Because as you know, Jennifer, when you're on a jet, if the guests want something, they typically wanted it 10 minutes ago. Right? By the time they ask for it, or you have a 20-minute flight and you have 8 guests who are all needing a snack and needing a drink. And how are you going to accomplish that? Right. And so you've got to be able to work under this high pressure environment and be able to thrive in that environment. And so our goal through Sky Angel Sky Academy and our students is that they're feeling that pressure. They are getting all the puzzle pieces and they're learning how to put those puzzle pieces together to create a beautiful show, which is their show that they put on a private jet. They don't just learn the techniques, right? They learn how to apply those techniques so that when they land their first flight, I mean, some of our best compliments is that the students who land their first flight are always saying, they're like, gosh, our first flight was easier than Sky Academy. I knew what to do. I understand how the checklists work. I understand the pressure. I understand why you were so demanding and like making us accomplish a task in a short amount of time frame, because they were in that environment and it felt familiar to them. It wasn't scary to them. And they were able to actually thrive in that environment of pressure.
That's amazing. So it's a 5-week online course. And then my question is, if you have to complete, well, you do for the CPR and also the emergency training, you have to go in a pool for drills. How does that happen?
We actually just launched a second course offering, which you can complete the online training 100% online. But up until this launch, it was 4 weeks online and 5 days in person. That's the current training model that we've had, and we still have it. And for students who, for one reason or another, maybe they're out of the country or financially it's hard for them to pay that week, that fifth week to be in person, they can choose those options. With the hybrid, two trainings that we don't include would be the CPR. They have to obtain that prior to coming in. Most students already have it, so it just seems redundant to us spend a day doing that for all students. And then the other thing would be the food safety and handlers course, which they complete online as well. So those are the two trainings our course does not offer, but we do offer the in-flight service and hospitality, as well as the FARS Part 135.331 general emergency crew member training. And we don't do it in a pool. We do it out at the lake.
Oh, that's fun. Where's your location?
Our training academy is based at Santa Rosa Airport in Sonoma County, up in the Bay Area of California.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. My question is, if you're doing the 4-week online, how many hours a week would you dedicate?
Yeah, I mean, it's no joke. I would say that our training, and again, it's circumstantial based on the student and how much experience they have in hospitality and customer service coming into the program. Say if you're an accountant, it's going to take you a lot longer to learn how to hold 3 plates, for example, or roll silverware or anything hospitality or service related, right? Because it's a new skill. But if you're coming with a background in hospitality already and coming from the restaurant industry, then I think it's easier and you spend a little less time with the curriculum. But honestly, I would say they're spending about 90 hours. In week 5, our students are spending anywhere from 8 to 10 hours in the classroom and then another 2 to 4 hours of homework assignments in the evening that they need to complete.
Okay, so that 90 hours is over 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so good. Just good to know. I mean, listen, people, you get what you're paying for.
Yeah.
You know?
They get a lot more than what they're paying for. I mean, it's really the most robust program out there. I mean, the other training academies, from my understanding, is it's 5 days and 2 of those days are hospitality that are voluntary if you want to do them or not.
Correct.
And then 3 days of the emergency training. So we do 2 days of emergency training in the classroom, 3 days of hospitality. And really, by the time the students get to week 5, the in-person training, that's one big testing week. They're not really learning any new skills or knowledge at this point or content. They're really just being tested out. They're coming to perform and prove, right, to themselves, most importantly, that they can do this.
Awesome. So we had a graduate of your academy who came on this podcast. And her name's Javi, and she raved about you guys. And she had a really tough first flight. And it sounded like she did a pretty darn good job because she was trained so well, obviously, by you guys. You're awesome. And because you listen to this podcast, that too. Also, she was just saying about the networking part, how much she really appreciated that when she graduated. So I would love to hear about the networking after training. And if I understand correctly, you only choose the best of the best to graduate and move on and represent Sky Angels. Is that true?
Yes, we're graduating the best of the best. But one thing that I do want to be clear on with that statement is that when we're choosing the best of the best, we're not comparing the other students against the other students' performance throughout the training week. What we're doing is comparing the student to their progress and progression throughout the 5 weeks. So in week one, they're doing stuff. Week two, week three, week four, we're giving them feedback after each assignment for them to improve on that skill set. And as long as they're able to receive, comprehend, and improve, then they graduate through the program, right? If they don't, they push back, they don't want to learn, then one, that's not an attitude that really works well in the industry either, because as you know, Jennifer, you're constantly getting feedback from your clients that you're flying. It's rarely good feedback, right? It's usually constructive feedback saying, hey, this is, I need something to be warmer or colder or stronger or fill in the blank, right? And so you've got to be a good receiver of feedback and see it as a blessing that you don't have to read somebody's mind and then be able to turn around and implement that perfectly for them. When we say we graduate the best of the best, we're grading that best of the best based on the individual person performance. When they graduate, we know that the training academy is just one small fraction of what it takes to be successful in this industry. It's a brand new industry. Most people are transitioning into it. Most people are not even coming from commercial into private. They're really coming from every walk of life and every background. And so this is new to them. And again, I talked about how challenging it was for me to launch my career, not having that next step after graduation of how do I prospect? How do I promote myself? How do I market myself? How do I nurture my leads? How do I consistently keep up with them? What's the conversation I should be having with them? Just all of that, right? It's basically business 101. As I said earlier, to be in this industry, you do need to have an entrepreneurial spirit, because even if you choose to go the contract route versus the salary route, my biggest thing is you've got to run your career like a business. And that's where job and career security comes from, is you taking control of that, whether you're earning a salary or earning a contract daily rate.
Javi had said in the interview too, is that yes, you guys provide amazing networking, but also she took it on herself. That was something that she did too. You can lead a horse to water, but you as the individual, yes, you have graduated and Sky Angels has provided you with this, but you have to be a go-getter too. Would you agree with that?
You have to be a go-getter. You have to be a go-getter. I mean, if you just get lucky and an opportunity falls in your lap, you're not going to stay lucky for long, because the private jet traveler knows a hustler. They know a go-getter. They know the person who is going to work hard to achieve their success versus the person who's sitting and waiting to receive success from somebody else. And so we tell our students, we're very, very transparent on the front end of the interview of, look, here's the training. We're going to give you the best of the best training. We're then going to show you how to advance your career, launch your career, do all those things. But if you don't use the tools we give you at Sky Academy, if you don't use the tools to launch your career and not only use them, but make finding your job your full-time job, then your chance of success is very, very minimal, because these opportunities are not going to fall into your lap just because you want them. You have to go after them. And so that's also part of the vetting process of setting these clear expectations of, like, you can throw the money at it, but if you're not going to throw the time and the energy and the commitment behind it, then you're really wasting your money. And we don't feel good about receiving that investment from you if you don't have a full picture of what it takes to be successful in this industry.
I couldn't have said it any better. I have just one quick question for you, and that is, do you do initial and recurrent training?
Recurrent emergency, yes. If you want to come and jump in the lake with us, which is very, very fun, very cold in the winter. So, but challenge yourself, because I can't remember the last time we heard about a plane crashing in an 80-degree pool. It is very realistic experience.
Yeah.
And you get to feel what it feels like to be freezing and still need to perform. I mean, we've done the water egress training when it's hailing outside, when the wind is blowing us off the docks, because that's real life. As far as recurrent for the hospitality, because our program is so robust and so different than anything out there, it's very hard to offer just a recurrent of that, because it really is a program that you should go all the way through. I mean, we have students that come through our program who have already been flight attendants in private aviation, had successful careers, but just had that desire to always keep growing and expanding in their skill sets and have attended Sky Academy. And they thought they were doing great in their career, and it just completely changed the whole dynamic for them after coming through our program.
How can the listeners apply to train at Sky Academy and Sky Angels, and where can we find you online?
We're most active on Instagram, so I would start there on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is fly_skyangels. Also, if you were to click at the bio in our Instagram handle, then you can see how to apply to Sky Angels, as well as we have some free trainings, culinary trainings on there as well, if you're just curious about the career and just want to kind of see what's the culinary expectation, because I know that's a big hang up for a lot of people is the culinary aspect. Because you see, right, everybody's putting together these beautiful culinary masterpieces on the private jets. And yes, it's possible for anybody to be able to create these Michelin looking presentations of your food. So don't let that hold you back. And so we do offer those free trainings, as well as you can go to our website, which is flyskyangels.com. And there is a Apply to Sky Academy button right there in the top right hand corner for you.
Thank you so much for this wonderful interview, Stephanie. It was so lovely to talk to you and hear about Sky Angels. And I think this is something that's a big benefit for a lot of my listeners. And if you guys are thinking about going into this industry, or like what you said, I love how you said that is, you know, you want to get a refresher. You want to up your game. You've been in the industry for 10 years and you're like, you know what? I just want to up my game a little bit. I want to learn a little more. That's awesome. And then you can train in a lake.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool too. Thank you so much.
Happy flying.